Barbecue.
Anna.
Yes, Ro.
It's the Ro Contra with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Something funny happens here. Often we will have people come into the radio studio to promote an event, an upcoming event, or some sort of special thing that involves food or alcohol, and you can partake of the alcohol fairly easily. But the food sometimes, because you are a you're a pescatarian, is that the best
that's
way?
That's exactly right. Yeah, vegetarian, but I eat fish, so that's it.
Has a face, you know. Anyway, the point is that you can't really see its face from the front, though. So I guess that counts.
It's not about the face, but go ahead. The
point is that Ribfest is here, one of Chicago's favorite traditions. And we would think we would be able to keep you totally out of this conversation, but it turns out this year they have made an exception. We call this the Anna DeVlantis rule, and they're actually offering vegan options at Ribfest.
I've never heard of that before. Is that a first for a meat-related fest? Do we know? That's like a huge.
All right, now Lindsay is with the Ribfest organization, which is this Friday through Sunday, right?
Yep. The festivities for Ribfest Chicago begin this Friday, June 10th at 5 p.m. and run through Sunday evening, the 12th at 10 p.m.
So Lincoln and Irving, right? That's where you enter right there.
There's two entrances. There's one at Lincoln and Irving and one at Lincoln and Berto.
Okay. So
how much does it cost to get in?
It's a $5 suggested donation, but that donation supports a lot of different local community
I know you guys always
organizations,
do that.
Schools,
it goes all to charity.
Sports.
It's all for Lincoln Square or for anything.
The North Center neighborhood.
North Center, right. Yes. That's what I meant. I meant North Center. That's what I meant. I knew that was there. I used to live right by there.
Realtors come up with new definitions, I think, as you move out and you don't always keep track.
They always called it St. Ben's because they wanted to kind of work in that way. But then people were like, no, not necessarily. What about North Center? all right. So
now you know.
It's a beautiful neighborhood.
It
and it's really,
really,
really been it's changed amazingly. All right. Now let's talk about I want to know. Now Josh is here. He's from Smoke Daddy, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Smoke Daddy.
Do you do any vegan at Smoke Daddy, Josh?
Well, no.
I'm going to guess no. It's like people don't really come in there looking for that.
Yeah, they're not looking for anything vegan. Just barbecue. Get dirty.
Yeah.
We'll say there is something about the smell of barbecue sauce that just, oh my gosh, it's filling the studio right now. And it's so amazing. I can imagine that entire area of Lincoln must just waft into the neighborhood and attract people from all around.
Yeah, from like Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
From like Indiana.
We gotta go there.
People
it's crazy.
Michigan.
We have to go up 3 stories with our smoker and release the smoke, and you can still smell it out on the street. So
how do you do that?
That's wonderful.
How do you do the 3 stories with the smoker?
The chimney on it goes up 3 stories.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a rule or what is it?
Yeah. It's kind of an unwritten rule there for the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. If you let it go at 1 story, it would be in everybody's living room. And
what is so wrong with it?
Although within 100 yard radius would smell like barbecue.
Yeah. Your couch is going to smell. You want to eat your couch by Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
Just fine. I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, to Anna's rescue, Caitlin is here. Now, Caitlin is with Feed Your Head. That's a great name for a restaurant, by the way.
Thank you very much.
And the Feed Your Head is going to be doing, you're doing the vegan option.
Yeah, so we're going to have 3 vegan options this weekend. One is a barbecue ham sandwich with coleslaw on a pretzel bun. We also do a vegan chili dog with our chorizo sausage and then nachos, which are kind of like a signature for all of our festivals.
And is this tofu?
It's actually not. Tiffany Wilson, one of the founders of the organization, started making doughs, so it's kind of like a seitan-based. So you use a lot of the same spices that are used in the flavor profiles of making like a meat-based chorizo, and we just take the spices and make a seitan.
I would challenge you, Ro. You got to try it. Because the seitan it just absorbs the flavors of what you put in it. So it tastes, it's phenomenal.
Well,
it
tastes better.
Do we have that here?
You do have that here.
Yeah, let's just get some of that.
Can you show me which one that is?
Yeah, so on the nachos is actually a textured vegetable protein, but the seitan will be the barbecue.
All right, now
you got to try
this thing right here, right?
Because it looks like a regular, really good barbecue sandwich.
Right. Now, Kevin, weren't you a judge at this thing last year?
Last year. It was one of the great days of my life because I was just sitting there as a panelist and they just kept bringing me ribs and beer. I was like, I don't want to leave. Can this day continue on forever? It was wonderful, but the ribs are just delicious.
And there's
good music and stuff there. It's a good spot for it.
This is really good. Spicy.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a Chipotle kick to it.
Yeah, a little bit.
See, that's what I love. You make it tasty and spicy. I gotta try some. That. I gotta try some of that. Pass that over.
Try that right there. Mm-hmm. And then is there anything real over here too?
Oh yeah. Real. I brought some St. Louis spare ribs over there. I also brought a couple side items because I figured if you guys are hungry. But we do have some spare ribs cooked fresh today. They're awesome. Take a look at those. And then we also have a side of our famous smoke pit beans. And also mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I love how you're wearing all white today, pretty much. And you've got the ribs, bib, and the mac and cheese.
Well, it's white. I mean, it's summer. You don't get to wear white until it's between Memorial and Labor Day, Anna.
I'm just worried that it won't be white when you leave the studio today. Do you guys pass out the bibs, or what's the best strategy when you go to Rib Fest in terms of the attire?
You know, if you're there, I would suggest just getting as many napkins as you can right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
they're always a very popular item. You know, almost as equally as popular as the ribs.
So. Do they do hand wipes or?
Yeah,
like that?
Some people do hand wipes.
Oh my God! Can you imagine going and like selling sort of black market baby wipes?
There you go.
And wet wipes. Think about that for a second. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Make a killing. I've already decided what I'm doing next weekend. All right, hold on. I'm going to try it now. This is St. Louis style ribs.
St. Louis.
And explain what that is for people who are not rib.
Yeah,
conscious.
So St. Louis style rib basically it comes from the idea that St. Louis wanted to. They wanted a baby back rib, so they basically took a spare rib and cut off the tips and made it look like a baby back rib. It also has just a little bit more marbling in it, so it picks up a lot more flavor from the smoke.
Oh.
How's that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yummy.
I can taste. It tastes like smoke. There's nothing better than tasting like
smoke. That smoky flavor. Oh, yeah. I love that smoky flavor.
And where is Smoke Daddy?
Smoke Daddy, 1804 West Division in Wicker Park.
And you guys make some sauces, don't you?
Yeah, yep. I brought some sauces for you guys
look.
To check out, too.
Oh, there
I've
you
had
go.
Those before. They're delicious.
Yep. We have a sweet and smoky original and a mustard cue that are available at local grocery stores as well.
Let's see if you're doing that. And where's Feed Your Head?
Feed Your Head is actually a pop-up, so we work out of a licensed kitchen space. And we do farmers markets, festivals, pop-up markets, a little bit of catering, and we're working on opening a space within the next year or so.
Oh, good luck with that. I hope you do. It seems like, are you finding more and more people are liking vegan food, even if they're not vegans, or is it a growing population? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We cater to a lot of people. Most of our customers aren't even vegan, especially at the festivals and music festivals in particular where people are drinking. They see some nachos. They want some nachos. So, and at our farmers markets, we're really growing things from just sampling and tasting and introducing people to the fact that vegan food isn't just plain unseasoned, uncooked tofu.
Nothing plain about what you brought in there, right, Ro?
No.
You have to back that up.
I'm backing it up. It was delicious. And texture becomes the issue, right? I think for most
absolutely.
You know, carnivores such as myself. And if it textures out too soft or not, you know, chewy enough or something, then you're like, I got it. They're tricking me here. But the reality is, that particular, I don't know what, I don't even know what you described to me when you described
it. Good, though.
About satay or what did you call it?
Seitan.
Seitan?
Yeah. That sounds wrong, doesn't it?
That is, you know what?
You gotta rename that to help the veggie cause, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what that guy who was running for president used to say, wasn't it? What was it?
That's gonna be Seitan.
The church lady. Oh, you're talking about Ted.
Ted Cruz, yeah.
Ted Cruz.
Seitan is running against me.
What is seitan? What does that mean?
Seitan, so it's a wheat gluten, and you form it into a dough, and you add all sorts of spices and everything.
Oh, man. It's really good, though.
So good.
Thank you.
Do you ever have, like, some guy come by and just say, hey, I want nachos, eat it, and be totally surprised?
Absolutely.
But like the taste?
Yep.
Or are they sort of like, no way, now?
No,
can't
all the time people come up, and they don't realize that we're vegan. They order food. We hand it to them. They realize that we're vegan. They say they don't want it. We say, we will absolutely take, you know, refund your money if you're not satisfied. They eat it. More often than not, they come back and they're like, I gave it to all my friends. I didn't know it wasn't vegan. And so it's really interesting just showing people that it's not bad food.
Mm-hmm. True.
Oh, it's good. Mm. This is good. And spicy, too. I mean,
that's what I love.
That thing ain't kidding. You know what I'm saying?
Are you guys finding that sauces in general, people want spicy and spicier? Are there new ways to do spicy? Or what is popular?
Yeah, it's probably one of our most common questions at the restaurant where people just ask about a hot sauce. And we actually answered them, and we make our own hot sauce as well. Mm. We don't have it in a bottle yet, but it will be coming soon.
Nice.
It is. I try to make things as hot as possible to see if I can actually swallow it, and then I do, and it's like it's an endurance test. I really enjoy it. And about 6 hours later, I go, "Why did I do that? Yeah, what happened there? Oh my God! I dial 911, and I just wait." All right. Well, congratulations on this. This is going to be awesome. Starts Friday. This is Rib Fest, Chicago Rib Fest. It's at the corner of Lincoln and Irving, or Lincoln and Berto. On the north, the northwest side, the north sort of north,
the north,
north,
center
north by northwest side, yeah, north center community of Chicago, and there is the money goes to a great cause, $5 donation at the door at the gate, and then you got bands,
mm-hmm.
right?
We got a lot of bands. There's a little bit of something for everyone. We have a bunch of great kind of indie rock, roots, alt-country type bands. We have the Waco Brothers Friday night, Kevin Devine Saturday night, Jukebox the Ghost headlining Sunday night. We have our kids area Saturday and Sunday. We have the Artist Showcase Friday night. And, you know, we have a ton of the Ribs are the star of the show. We have a ton of other great food options. And you can actually vote at the festival for your favorite ribs. So a lot going on this weekend. A lot of fun.
How many really different ribs rib operators are going to be there?
We have 15 rib vendors at RibFest. We have 17 non-rib vendors.
And Lindsay is part of WGN royalty, we should say. Dave?
Yes, that's true.
Who we love.
This is Lindsay Ennett.
Go Cats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, I'm open for judging again if you guys need another panelist this year. I'm totally fine with
Apparently
swinging
Apparently they
by.
Haven't asked yet, though.
Isn't it funny?
Still
time.
It's funny.
I think I ate my way out of that job.
Today's Monday, and the RibFest starts on Friday. One would think that they would have probably secured their judges by now. I think generally like 2 weeks is like an appropriate time, don't
sure.
you think?
Sure, then at some point you're just not asked. But maybe back up. I don't know. You could be there just in case.
I'll just come and eat the ribs. I don't even have to judge.
Right.
Just
so
you're
be,
absolutely welcome.
You could be like a Miss Universe or Miss USA alternate.
Sometimes that works out for them.
Right. In that organization it does. Not this year. But Miss USA, when she can't fulfill her duties because there were naked pictures of her, then you can actually
that's happened
do
to me
it.
Before.
Now, have any of the judges, I'll ask you this, Lindsay, have any of the judges at RibFest ever had to disqualify themselves because of sexting or naked selfies?
I don't believe so, no.
All right.
I can be like a RibFest ambassador, come and sort of oversee the operation.
Yeah, no one asked. Again, I just want to point this out that no one has asked. Mom, they're insulting me about RibFest! All right, thank you. Thank you, guys. This is great.
Thank you for
bringing everything
like a lot
in
of
there.
Fun.
Yeah, I think I will go. I think I'll attend. I mean, Friday night is a great. It's more of an adulty thing on Friday night, right? That's sort of the adults come out, and then the kids, the families come out on Saturday and Sunday.
Friday night is when we have the rib mania as well, the professional competitive eating.
Oh,
Kevin can do that.
Yeah,
he doesn't need to be asked. Do you have to have already put your application in, or you can do it?
Well, there's an amateur contest Thursday night at
no amateur.
Rocks on Lincoln Avenue.
Nope, this is a pure professional right here.
Yeah. Well, if you win the amateur contest, then you compete in the official contest.
Do you have
Friday.
Any of the big competitive eaters going to be here?
If you
Joey, what's
Joey
that
Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut
has participated before. Mm-hmm. I am not sure who's on the list for this year, but you can. If you check out our website, ribfest-chicago.com, or follow the hashtag ribshy on Twitter, you can get all those important RibFest Chicago updates.
I imagine the rib is a tough one for competitive eaters because you got to work your way around the bone. And
you can lose a tooth.
What's the percentage of the bone? And like a guy like Joey Chestnut, I know they like drink like Vaseline or something before they do it. And I just want to know, like, do they take the bone in too and whoop, just kind of works its way down like a water slide? I mean, what happens there? I don't understand.
Well, because there isn't a lot of chewing in competitive eating, right? A lot of them will come and tell you that they just sort
swallow.
Of
swallow. They swallow
it.
The hot dogs.
You can't do that with a rib.
I don't think so. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to take that out of my mind right now. I just want to think about
let's just think about happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts.
You just got to come out Friday and see for yourself.
That's what I'll do. Thank you, Lindsay. Exactly right. All right. RibFest, June 10th through the 12th, Friday through Sunday, coming up at Lincoln and Irving or Lincoln and Bertel. Either way, that's how you get in. Mm-hmm.